Tim Hammerich with your MarketLine report for Monday, February 3rd. Volatile day on Friday to end a volatile week in the markets. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle recovered somewhat. I think some of the month-end short covering really helped the market and supported a little bit. I think that the downturn was oversold and a bearish tone was a little bit exhausted, but emotions are definitely ruling this market right now and kind of overtaking some of the fundamentals. Feeder cattle was a little bit higher as well. Those tight supplies did underpin the market support, so it was helping a lot. With China coming to a halt and the cattle inventory report coming out, I think that there is some long-term support down the road and the market can really start to come back.
Chicago March wheat futures closed down 6.5 cents on Friday to 553.5. March corn back up 1.5 cents to 381.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged to end the week, 620 to 630. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, 620 to 805. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down 2.75 cents, ranging from 668.75 to 703.75 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 52.5 cents on the April board to 119.67.5. March feeder cattle were up 42.5 cents to 136.07.5. Class 3 milk was down 20 cents on Friday to $17.14. This has been your MarketLine report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.